Petersfield's Shine Radio.
So I'm talking to Molly Schmidt at the Petersfield Museum. Tell me about the Guggenheim exhibition that's about to open.
The exhibition is going to be opening tomorrow from 12 noon, and it's all about Peggy Guggenheim. Now, she is a world-renowned art patron, a collector of 20th century art, especially modern art, and she actually lived between Petersfield and South Harding in the 1930s. So it's really kind of about her story, especially just the local connections that she has to Petersfield, the area, and the artists that ended up coming here to visit her. So she was living with Douglas Garman at the time. Sinbad, her son, went to Beedale's, and her daughter, Pegeen, went to school on Petersfield High Street. So there's a lot of local connections. She would have gone shopping in Petersfield. So we have world-class art, we have fashion and textiles on display, photographs, and a whole slew of events to get your hands into different surrealist art techniques, and we really have something for everyone coming up this summer. So you will come into the shop just at the front of our museum and art gallery. So you will move through the different gallery spaces. So this exhibition is a little bit different in that we have artifacts, items, and art throughout our whole entire site. So when you go through, you'll be introduced with Peggy Guggenheim, her story of living in Langston Harbor, and then between Petersfield and South Harding, the different houses that she lived in, the different stories, the local connections. You will go through our Flora Tort Gallery, which has a focused selection of modern art from world-class artists, and then finish off in the Stanfield Gallery with our wonderful 1920s dresses on display, which are fabulous and glitzy and glam. So
you mentioned there that there's going to be a display of modern art. Mm-hmm. Do you think modern art remains an attractive proposition for people?
It's one of those types of arts that sort of make you think. It's a new offering for Petersfield and for our museum as well. These loans that we're getting in from both national and international museums and collections, this will be the first time that they are presented all together. Some of them are coming from Venice, so it's a lot cheaper to obviously come to Petersfield and see a couple of these than flying all the way to Venice. They're all, you know, that wonderful abstract kind of modern surrealist art, and it'll make you feel a little bit weird. It's just kind of a taster of different artists that we have on exhibit. So
it's very much about Petersfield, but it's also a first for Petersfield.
It's a wonderful connection that we have to Peggy Guggenheim when she lived in New York and she lived in London. She obviously started one of the first modern art galleries in London around the time that she was living in Petersfield. So she was getting things moving, and then of course moving on, just stepping into her role as this world-renowned art collector and patron, opening her collection in Venice and the museum and wonderful collection that it is now. So,
how long does the exhibition run till?
We're opening tomorrow on the 15th of June, and then the exhibition will run right through October. So the 5th of October is when the exhibition will come for a close. So it'll be a good long exhibition to come and see it. Booking tickets, you can go on our website. That's the easiest way, and you can also find all of our events, or you can come in, book a ticket up at the front desk in the shop. We are very excited to get it open and going. I think it'll be a very lively time. We are booking up slots. I would recommend booking your tickets early, but it'll be just really the first time for us to see people in the space and to experience the space in a very lively way. So we'll have our coffee shop open, of course, so come and enjoy our courtyard. Nothing like we've done before, so it's taking over the whole entire site, and we'll have new things in the Petersfield Gallery. We will also still have some of our permanent collections on display in the Petersfield Gallery. Just, she's absolutely taken over, but we are here for it. We're very excited.
Mm-hmm. And I have to ask, being an American, is there something about Peggy Guggenheim and New York City or whatever that's important to get across in this exhibition?
You have this sort of wonderful romantic idea of moving to a market town in the rural kind of setting in England, and it is very romantic. But then, of course, with that, you have the wonderful oddities that is England, living in old houses, having floorboards creaking, going through winter and being cold, very kind of domestic issues that she very much is very vocal about. But it's wonderful because I kind of mirror that in a sense of just loving this town. And I think she got a little bit more of a domestic life here between kind of very hectic points in her life. So she got to kind of have a bit more of a family setting, living in Yew Tree Cottage, going through kind of just the quirks of living in rural England. It was a nice time for her to be able to kind of have just sort of a little bit of a step back and then a leap into Venice later on with opening her museum. So yeah, it's a very wonderful experience for me to be able to be a part of. So
it sounds really exciting, and I really wish you luck with this exhibition. I hope it goes very well for you.
Thank you very much.
Oh yay! Oh yay! Petersfield goes to the polls.
On Tuesday, June the 11th, you can put your questions to candidates in East Hampshire for the general election. At Shine Radio, we've joined forces with the Petersfield Post and St Peter's Church to stage an election questions event on Tuesday.
Making sure we've still got a planet to live on when the time comes.
We don't value our NHS enough, and if we don't, it'll go.
The Reverend Canon Will Hughes is in the chair, and I, Claire Venice, will be nestled among the pews to help amplify your questions.
Getting an affordable mortgage is pretty difficult.
Food banks and the sort of increased use of that is really important.
If you'd like to find out more or submit a question in advance, then go to our website at shineradio.uk.
We cannot have the gap between riches and poor that we have today.
And we hope to see you there at St Peter's Church on Tuesday evening from 7.